You know, some people shake their heads at how early skeletons and fun-sized Snickers show up on store shelves, but for a pumpkin farmer, it's never too soon to start thinking of Halloween. WNYC's Amy Pearl went up to Dutchess County, where the harvest has begun.
At Dyckman Farm in Pawling, New York, pumpkins are a family affair.
I started working here 23 years ago at the farm stand in the summertime.
Amanda Dyckman ended up marrying into the family business. Now she's part of the fourth generation of farmers here.
Every one of us in the family likes a different type of pumpkin. The lines on a pumpkin, the stem on a pumpkin, warts on a pumpkin. Some aren't orange, some are pink, some are white, some are blue. Oh yeah, I could talk about pumpkins all day long. Pumpkins are
back in the 1950s, the farm grew pumpkins to feed the pigs and cows over the winter. But she says in the late 70s, people started showing up looking for jack-o'-lanterns.
Now we raise over 70 different varieties. You want to go to a pumpkin field?
I do.
Okay, good.
We make our way into a sea of vines, stretching back to the forested hills. I pull back a couple of leaves.
Oh my God. Isn't that beautiful?
It's a mega pumpkin.
Wow.
I try, but I can't get my arms around it.
I mean, are you really proud of this guy? I would be.
This is a perfect example
it's
of what
so
we strive
big.
For.
How much do you think that one weighs?
I'm
80 pounds?
80 to 100.
Wow, those white ones are kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of these flat ones?
All of them, yes. Flat white boar.
It's like a deflated balloon. You have just one kid. Is that enough to do all the work?
We'll find out.
Pick your own pumpkins at Dyckman Farm starts this weekend.
Oh, here's another one.
Look. Oh, my God.
Amy Pearl.
Look at the colors on that one.
Isn't that cool?
WNYC News.
Look how smooth it is.